U.S. troops are moving into where they believe a gunman is hiding, a gunman who may have killed some people.
That sound is from Armando Truhl, reporting in Haiti for UPI back in 1994, as the U.S. tried to restore democracy after years of a brutal military dictatorship. 22 years after dodging those bullets, he attended a conflict training session for reporters on a farm in Clarksburg, Maryland. Here's his story from Here and Now contributing station WAMU.
About a dozen journalists and staffers from non-governmental organizations are walking through a grassy pasture about half the size of a football field. Suddenly, gunfire and explosions break the midday quiet. The women and men drop to the grass, hug the ground, cover their heads. The instructor, a British combat veteran, shouts orders to the trainees.
Okay, it's finished. Up on our feet. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Run, run, run.
Frank Smith is the head of global journalist security.
This course can help you mitigate risk and make better decisions in a hostile environment, but nothing can guarantee your safety.
The company offers several courses designed to help reporters and others working in dangerous situations. Sam Kimball is a freelancer who often works abroad.
I was probably like a lot of young freelance journalists, a bit gung-ho, like, yeah, I can go to Iraq, yeah, I can go to these places in conflict.
Kimball, a ponytailed 20-something, has worked in North Africa and the Middle East for news organizations such as Vice, Al Jazeera, and Foreign Policy magazine. He says he's been lucky so far. He's never been shot at or been in any real danger. So the course was an eye-opener.
Because now I realize how hard it would be for me to avoid injury or death.
I was against a wall, hands spread against the wall, and then I kept being told to take a step back, spread your legs. And then the guy said something like, come on, guys. And that was kind of it for me.
Andrea Edwards is a fundraiser with Population Services International, an NGO that works in more than 60 developing countries. At the training, she was the victim of a simulated kidnapping.
I started thinking about my nine-month-old son and my husband and thought, you know, perhaps I shouldn't continue with this any further.
With a course or with your career?
I think probably both went through my head.
Frank Smith says Edward's response is understandable.
Everyone tends to fall into a fight, flight, or freeze modality when they're in a stressful confrontation. And people can have different reactions in different times. So we want people to learn their own reactions to stress.
Smith says this type of training, which includes simulated interrogations, first aid, and what to do at hostile roadblocks, is important because it makes people think.
We're talking about safety protocols that increase your chances of coming out of something whole, but nothing can guarantee your safety. You're in a car accident, you can get hurt. You're in a battlefield, you can get hurt. You're in a mob protest, you can get hurt.
Working here in the United States is much less dangerous. However, this type of training may come in handy for journalists covering protests, such as the ones that rocked Ferguson, Missouri in 2014.
You cannot be in the street. You are not peacefully assembling anymore.
And even this year's presidential campaign. Already, there have been a few violent incidents, and some journalists say they are made to feel uncomfortable in crowds, especially at Donald Trump events.
Everyone's trying to figure out how to stop Trump.
So Global Journalist Security is also offering hostile environment training for reporters on the campaign trail. Several major broadcast networks have sent employees who will be attending the Republican and Democratic conventions this summer. The workshops include scenarios on how to avoid getting roughed up by security or police should disturbances break out. Again, Frank Smith.
So we want to encourage reporters to maintain their sense of calm in those situations and work toward de-escalating situations as best as they can.
Living both in Washington and seeing what's going on at political conventions around the country, there's now a growing violent nature to demonstrations.
Gene Polosinski is the head of a museum, a D.C.-based museum about journalism and press freedom. He says reporters covering campaigns are potential targets of people who don't like their coverage, and he warns they may find themselves in situations that can quickly get out of control.
There is a growing trend in policing now to going back to what you almost saw in the 60s, which is sweep everybody up if there's any kind of protest.
The museum has a memorial to journalists who have died all around the world. It's a two-story frosted glass wall that gracefully curves from floor to ceiling. On it, 2,400 names. But there is lots of blank space on the wall for more names. Polosinski hopes hostile environment courses can help keep those spaces bare. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Drule.